Governor Sam Brownback would level the playing field by favoring Kansas school districts where property values are low. To make up for that, the plan removes the cap on how much districts can raise locally through property taxes. State Board of Education member Janet Waugh says that could make it tough for districts like Kansas City, Kansas, with many at-risk and ESL students.
I'm really concerned about my districts because they're already in serious trouble, and raising the local effort would also be extremely challenging, particularly in Wyandotte County, when we're one of the highest tax counties in the state.
An AP analysis says 182 districts would gain funding, but those that don't include the state's largest ones, which have 75% of Kansas students. In Kansas City, Missouri, the school's focus was on the looming loss of accreditation and a state law that says such districts must pay the tuition and transportation costs for students who want to transfer out to neighboring districts. Independent Superintendent Jim Henson said the transfers could cause some problems for the district being transferred into.
I mean, are we going to see an influx of elementary, or is it going to be middle school and high school? We are already beyond capacity in elementary school.
The Kansas City District presented a plan promising to pay most costs for students transferring to Independence, Raytown, Center, or North Kansas City schools. On Friday, North Kansas City balked because there was no promise to pay full tuition up front. The day after a 37-10 loss to the New York Jets, the Kansas City Chiefs fired head coach Todd Haley. Clark Hunt and Scott Pioli credited Haley with being a good coach, but said,
"Our goal is to build a team that can consistently compete for championships.
This was the best decision to create more consistency and progress."
Defensive coordinator Romeo Crennel will be interim head coach. Charlie Weiss, hired last week as head football coach at KU, meantime signed a 5-year contract that could pay him up to $3 million a year with a $12 million minimum, even if he's fired before 5 years. If he makes his bonuses, former Novell America's president Tim Wolf could earn about $550,000 a year as new president of the University of Missouri system. Wolf said the transition from business to education will require some overtime.
"This will be a cram course, and just like in college, I expect to have to pull a few all-nighters."
Wolf's parents were both college professors. MoDOT reaction was swift to a new NTSB regulation prohibiting drivers of large commercial vehicles from using cell phones. The Missouri agency's Steve Porter says the rule will be enforced effective January 3rd.
"We fully support anything that will focus on distracted driving and trying to reduce that."
Expanding the prohibition beyond bus and truck drivers would require action by the state legislatures. Kansas SRS Secretary Rob Seidlecki announced that he'll step down at the end of the year. Seidlecki was often criticized, especially by Democrats, as he closed SRS offices and advocated faith-based solutions. Kansas City Democrat David Haley was one critic.
"Whether they were generated by Secretary Seidlecki or by Governor Brownback should have all Kansas concerned about the current and future role of the social rehabilitative services."
Seidlecki was recruited from Florida. Governor Brownback said his replacement will likely come from Kansas. This is KCUR.